All right. Shall we?
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino, with our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Some dudes.
Joins us from this side of the glory hole this time.
Ooh.
Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Welcome to the champion side of the glory hole.
The other side
sucks.
I'm in the booth.
You get it?
Yeah.
You get it?
Well, I thought you guys were on the second side.
Ooh. It's all about a matter of perspective. Speaking of perspective, we have the 100 Greatest Pop Punk Songs of All Time Part 2, running through 74 through 51.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Deux.
Deux, toi, and cat.
Lead the way, burrito!
What did do? Ooh, okay. I guess starting at 74, we got Alistair somewhere on Fullerton, which was 2002.
I'm not familiar with Alistair.
I'm only familiar with Alistair because they were at the top of the list of pop punk bands.
Because they have the name A?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's like getting AAA towing.
I also appreciated them because they were named after a character and you can't do that on television.
Right.
And it was like on their cover, picture of Alistair.
It'd be better if it was Alistair. Like
Alistair.
S-T-A-I-R.
Yeah.
Like Fred Alistair?
No, like the name Alistair.
Is there like a vampire named that?
Maybe.
I'm sure there is.
I'm not sure.
There's a vampire named pretty much everything.
That's true.
Music-wise, vampire named Edward.
Music-wise, I thought it was a solid song, but I don't think I had ever heard it before.
Would you listen to it again?
Huh?
Oh, you got the...
Go for it.
Would you call it generic?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
No hook, catchy lyric?
I can't remember what the song even sounds like. Yeah.
All right, but this next song.
Yes, SR71.
Here's
right
a banger.
Now.
Classic pop.
Banger.
Punk. I'm surprised it's not higher.
I would say, honestly, you're correct.
I want to say we brought this up on an episode before because it was stuck in my head. I think I got stuck in Gemini's head. But the lyrics, she sticks to me like cellophane,
fake plastic submarine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fucking lyrics.
And they're named after like a fucking fighter jet, man.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Now that's over.
And or is it a spy plane?
Yeah, there you go. That's the hook
right
there.
Why you always kick me when I'm high? Knock me down till we see eye to eye. May not be this right, but do right now. I think it's she may not be Miss Right, but she'll do right now.
All right.
Which is like, right now. Which is lyrics.
That's some writing.
The song is writing.
Someone thought about that.
Yeah.
She clings to me like cellophane.
Right.
Fake plastic submarine.
But in terms of definitive pop punk, we got to respect the genre, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be bringing in other genres to taint this genre.
Right, but that is pop punk.
That is fucking pop punk.
Like, it's Diesel.
You got the production, you got the lyrics, you got the hooks.
Yeah, it has, like, pop punk has to have a hook.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not pop music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the pop part of pop punk.
But if you strip it down and you just come up with something that's catchy as fuck, that's all you really need.
That could be your hook. It could
like
be
this
a 90-second
song.
Well, the fact that we're still singing this.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I mean, that we know that.
It's earworms, man.
We go down
no,
to
this next one. Yeah.
Number
Dude.
72, which is a hot fucking song, man. Objectively a hot fucking song.
It
MXPX
is.
Chick Magnet.
Heck yeah.
Introduced a generation to scat.
Yeah.
Leap dee up, ba doop da dwee da dee up. Ba 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 da da doo. Doo dee da ba doom da dwee da doo da. Ba 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 da da doo. Wee doo da doo 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 da dee. Ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da da doo doo.
a chick magnet. So it had that kind of like 60s feel to it. Pop, just, you know, 60s music with the bass line and stuff like that. But then, you know.
Still very punk
rock. Into the chorus.
And it's good, clean fun, too. I mean, you could play this song in front of your grandma if you wanted to.
Yeah. Your grandma would love this song.
And you can go
He's a chick magnet. And the fucking music video to this.
Yeah.
Got Yuri, their nerd-ass drummer. Yeah. Like, Mac and the Chicks had, like, some painted
chest hair.
Sharpie's chest hair.
The logos, too. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the band logos?
The pun. No, like the chick magnet. You know, all the marketing for this particular song. It was like a little chick that was a magnet.
Yep.
And all right. I need to find this. I think I need to own it. So MXPX in general, pop punk band, definitive. You got to put them in like the top 20, like regardless of any list.
Yeah.
But this is number 72 on a list.
It's insane. Yeah,
but we're going over songs here. But
do they
appear of bands
on this list again?
They do.
Ooh.
They do.
Now I want to think about which one it could be, which I'm thinking. What's your, let's do some predictions.
Some predictions.
Yeah. I haven't looked
at
this list.
It won't be in this.
This album, no?
I was going to say Teenage Politics.
Oh, no. You're saying Teenage Politics. I'm saying Move to Bremerton.
I was going to say Move to Bremerton because that's kind of like this, like their.
It was also an actual official single.
I do really like Teenage Politics, I believe.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think it might be too punk and not pop punk enough to be high on this list.
It's a very garage recording.
Move to Bremerton kind of was like their mainstream thing.
It was a Life in General
and
song.
And then Life in General was a banger of an album.
That is top probably 20 pop punk albums.
20? Fuck, man.
Yeah, I would put it in there.
Fuck, man. That's a tough one.
You got 20, though.
Speaking of tough ones.
Come up with our own.
Fall Out Boy. Dance. 2005.
This one had a good hook of a bass line, you know?
Yeah. This is probably one of my favorite.
I gotta
Fall
say
Out Boy
though,
songs.
I
and I'm not a
fucking
Fall Out Boy.
Hate the lyrics.
Or the verse.
You said you're no good with words, but I'm worse, and I'm a lead singer of a fucking multi-million-dollar band.
I think I just like it because you can. There's no way to listen to it and not move.
Yeah,
you know,
it is gonna make you. It is gonna make you dance.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are so cringe to me.
It does sound like it's moving more in the direction of emo, though, at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't really have the pop punk punkiness to it. It's very much like kind of an alternative song versus like a punk song.
Yeah.
But Fall Out Boy falls in that category of pop punk band. So
for sure. I mean,
respect. This is their graduation in sound.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? Like when you're talking about linguistics, sometimes we bring it up, but you know, we talk
you
about
bring
like,
it up.
I bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah. like vowel shifts that happen when, like in English, when things used to be pronounced a certain way and then
Panorai.
Like
Panorai.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
that should, kind of stuff.
It used to, like ask. Really used to be axe.
Oh.
AKS.
Okay.
So what are you saying we're fucking up?
Well, no. I think this is what's happening with pop punk. Like, it's all the same people, all the same bands, but they shifted from punk and shifted more into like
emo. If they started like in the pop punk era, even maybe before, but to keep the trends, they integrated that into their sound.
On top of the charts, yeah.
Into their sound.
Yeah. Into their sound.
Yeah. It's an evolution.
Yeah. If you want to maintain.
Right. We talk about mainstream genres and the shelf life of a mainstream genre.
Yeah,
I'd say about 4 to 6 years.
Yeah.
And then the next mainstream genre takes its place.
Right.
So these bands, they've lasted for so long, but as they've put out albums in those times of certain mainstream genres, they'd had to modify their sound.
Yeah. I don't think it happened to all of them, but it definitely happened.
Mm-hmm. You know? Speaking of emo.
Yeah.
Dude.
However...
Yeah.
This next one. Go ahead. Tell them what it is.
Number 70, My Chemical Romance, I'm Not Okay, in parentheses, I Promise, 2004.
This one, even though everyone pretty much thinks of My Chem as an emo band.
This song is not.
This is straight pop punk. Like
it's straight pop punk.
It's super punky.
It's got the do-gooda drums.
Yeah.
It's got the fucking hook.
It has the BPMs.
Uh-huh.
There is the hook.
There's diesel in there.
It's got the whole love story thing going on about it, which is
love
a
story,
theme.
But not like emo love story. Not like I'm going to kill myself.
Has some catchy fucking lyrics in the verses.
Towards the end, he's like, oh, maybe I'm emo about this.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Trust me! I'm not okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
That part right there.
Hey,
So this song,
you wear me out. Yeah.
That was actually really good.
Thanks, man. I love that song.
So this song was on Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, which was the record before their big one,
mm-hmm.
Black Parade.
Yeah.
And
with a titular track.
Yeah. So this was the first single I heard from My Chem, or that I liked. They right. actually mm-hmm. had like another single before that. It was a little too vampire-y for me or something, like a little too goth for me. So I was just like,
will you clean up your looks?
Oh, no, no, that's Black yeah, Parade.
That's Black Parade.
This yeah. is also the Make first the citizen out of three songs you. That My Chemical Romance has on this list.
Damn, they made wow. the emo band My Chemical Romance.
Make some predictions.
Has 3% of the
obviously,
tracks.
Obviously, Welcome to the Black Parade. But again, we're going through sound evolution. I don't think Welcome to the Black Parade belongs on a pop
list. No, that's like
list,
a rock opera almost.
But I feel like it's on here. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
And then the other song is maybe that song, Teenagers, that you were singing.
Yeah, that is a pop punk song. That is a pop punk song.
I feel like that's like an alternative song.
You know, the you know? Drugs never work. Yeah.
It's like very like mid.
Anthemic almost.
Like the tempo is way too slow for pop punk.
Yeah.
All right. Next song. I'm not familiar with Boys Like Girls. I love
The Great
the
Escape, 2007.
But
I'm not familiar with them. You were the only one who listened to this track.
I only remembered the hook. And it's the
How
only thing that's recognizable. It's like,
sing it.
Throw it away. I can't remember what it sounds like, actually.
The radio.
Throw it away.
Forget
yesterday.
It says, throw it away, forget yesterday.
Throw it away, forget yesterday.
Yeah. I hate
yeah,
that
song.
Yeah. I'm yeah. not, I don't like that song that much.
Every other part around that, I'm just like, I don't remember.
How's the tempo?
It's pop punk.
Yeah, it's definitely pop punk.
But it's radio friendly, right?
Oh,
extremely
yeah.
Extremely radio
yeah.
friendly.
Yeah.
All right, next up, ultimate pop punk band.
Yeah. Number 68, NFG, Newfound Glory, Hit or Miss, 2000.
Yeah.
Hit or Miss.
Is this the one that starts off with the bass line?
Hit or Miss. They have so many fucking songs.
Yeah. How yeah. many times do they show up, Burrito?
They are on the list twice.
Oh, all wow. right.
Respectable.
Their other song would be, I bet this motherfucker picked a cover song.
Oh, you mean they have two songs?
Yeah.
You think it was a...
I bet he did, because
this is one of two songs on the list.
Oh, yeah.
I love this song.
I think the song that should be higher is My Friends Over You.
Yeah, that would be the song. And yeah. I actually think that's the answer, because I saw that. So you can tell us, Burrito. It's My Friends Over You.
That's the song.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. All right, we'll get there when we get there.
We will get there.
But now we got refreshed.
Not this episode, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this song...
This song is good.
Is on that album, the self-titled album. That
You're
is like banger from the
kill.
Beginning to the end, dude. That
no,
record, you can
kill.
Just push play and let it be.
It
like
is a banger.
The pop punk anthem album of pop punk albums.
Yeah, it is a banger.
I don't want to get into all the other songs and stuff
Speaking
like that.
Speaking of banger,
on the song, Newfound
we
go.
We dip back into emo for number 67.
Yeah,
Taking
we do.
Back Sunday, Make Damn Sure. You got your new kid filled up with smoke. I got my fan. No, that's not that one.
That is that song.
Oh.
Yeah.
To the jukebox bars you hide in, the safest place to hide.
Also, the
a
first
long
of,
night spent with
of
you
two songs on
weakness.
This list.
You've been shaking at the thought. You are everything I want, because you are everything I'm not.
It is definitely an emo fucking song.
Yeah.
Do you hear those goddamn lyrics?
Yeah. So emo. I can't help but like them, though.
Yeah.
You know?
How many times does TBS show up on the list?
They're on twice.
Twice. All right. The other song.
Cute,
was,
cut without
yeah,
the E.
It's cute without.
Oh, cute
yeah.
without the E.
Cut
yeah.
from the team. Obviously.
Obviously.
Excellent.
Put lipstick your collar.
Yeah.
Don't bother, Rachel. I know exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
That, we'll sing it more later.
That sound, man.
Yeah.
I love that
It's
shit.
Fucking nitroglycerin,
That's
dude.
That's when it started that whole like two-singer thing. But we'll get there. We'll talk about it
yeah.
when it comes around.
Yeah.
Next band I'm not familiar with.
Same. Mayday
I've heard
Parade.
Them
Jamie Oliver 2007.
Yeah,
Mayday Parade.
It was definitely
oh, Jamie
an emo
Oliver.
Song also. Oh?
Jamie Oliver, the Naked Chef. Right?
You think that's
yeah.
What
yeah. Why not? Jamie Oliver.
Jamie
Maybe
Oliver.
All their songs are titled like that, which would suck.
Yeah, I mean, Panic at the Disco kind of did that shit.
All named
I'm
after chefs.
Celebrity chefs. Ming Tsai.
That's your
Bobby
next
Flay.
That's who you came up with next was Ming Tsai.
Dude, I grew up, man, fuck
what
y'all.
Up, PBS?
Look. I know he's like not everybody's favorite, but damn, I watched the fuck out of that guy
Burrito.
Growing up.
Next celebrity chef, call it.
Masaharu Morimoto.
Morimoto,
the Iron Chef.
Iron Chef himself.
Yeah. Damn. My stupid ass would have said Gordon Ramsay. Well, that's me.
Yeah, I mean, he is probably the most famous.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong.
Bobby Flay, you said him third, right?
I said Bobby Flay.
Who's going to take me down to Flavortown?
Oh, yeah.
Guy Fieri.
Fucking Fieri. Shit. Guy here is a mensch.
He's not a chef to me, though. He is just like a TV personality.
He's got a lot of restaurants.
I know, but chef. Like
he started as a chef.
Or Gemini's favorite, Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's just have a moment.
I had a big fucking crush on that bitch.
Ooh.
I always felt her head was too big for her body.
That was kind of a thing. She got a wiry neck. And I don't know why I like
the
that.
The things she
chicken
would
head.
Cook, I'm like, how do you stay like that when you're cooking this shit? It was always like greasy Italian dishes.
Hella
chop
EVO.
Some more things.
Yeah, I mean, let's melt it's more like, cheese.
You should look like Rachel Ray, do you know?
We're way off the rails, guys.
So Mayday Parade. You're the only one who's heard this song.
It's definitely an emo song. And I mean, it was okay.
It says, equipped with one of the best hooks in modern pop punk. True
or
false?
Oh, no.
Oh, goddamn.
What's the hook?
Did I have to run through the hook?
We
got
to run through the hook.
If there's no hook, it's not a pop punk song.
They're only once on this list.
Yeah, they shouldn't be even on this list. Yeah. Especially size 66, unless this is literally the best pop punk hook in modern pop punk.
He did have to come up with 100 songs, though, so he's probably started digging.
Yeah, but there's like no... I mean, there's a lot of other... A sunny day. You never met Las Vegas. I hate this song. I hate this song. So hold on. Pause it really quick. So in the middle of the song, he says, I can't even remember anymore because I've changed the lyrics in my
head.
No. I've changed the lyrics in my head to say, oh my ass, oh my ass.
Well, we'll just get there.
Yeah, so get there.
All right. I'm going to skip around. Help me out.
That's fucking hilarious.
No, you got to listen to that part.
This part?
Yeah, because it sucks.
I don't want to listen to something.
You have to.
Is this
part of the experience?
Pre-chorus?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. No, not yet.
It's after this.
See,
verse.
This came off as like knockoff Dashboard to me. Mayday Parade.
It's after Dashboard.
It is after Dashboard, but were too hard trying to sound like him. You know what I'm saying? Here. Wait, where the fuck's the chorus?
It's coming. This is the verse, man. Sorry. It's two verses before the chorus.
Wow.
It's edging you.
Yeah. This is an edging kind of song. And you'll end up with Jamie Oliver.
Here's the pre-chorus. This is like an acoustic version.
This is off their channel.
This is not... So, this is not the version.
So, is there like an electronic version?
There's an electric guitar version. The original version is like
Oh, here, let's do it. I think I found it. Sorry.
See? There's no grit.
This is the
version. Las Vegas!
That was our acoustic tour version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're this tired is, of lugging around 15 amps.
This is us going to NPR's Tiny Desk.
Yeah, the Tiny Desk concert.
Hosted by Burrito.
Fucking wish. Wouldn't that be badass if you got that gig?
Oh my gosh.
I'd do it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's a team.
And to the right. Here it comes.
The two voice thing. Two singer thing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's emo.
He's saying, all I ask, but I've changed it in my head to be, ow my ass, ow my ass.
I feel like that stuck with you more than us.
Yeah.
Big time.
That is one of the best hooks in modern pop punk. That to me is not that much of a hook.
Did they say modern pop punk as a
qualifier?
Yeah, so like,
a weasel word?
It's after 2000?
Yeah.
Probably. What was our cutoff time?
2004.
We said 2004, but yeah. That would be post-pop punk at that point.
Speaking of post-pop punk. Number 65, Olivia Rodrigo, good. Number 4, you, 2021. 2021. What do you think?
That was last year.
I hate the production on this song because it was made in 2021.
You think it should sound better?
Yeah, or more produced, like get one of the Lord Algies to mix.
How does it go?
Something.
How does it go?
I'm not missing this shit.
I don't know. I
can't remember.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it at least?
Was it good for you?
Yeah, it was good for me.
Okay.
This ain't the arena to be talking about this Olivia Rodrigo shit.
We're old men.
Yeah.
Unless Brian was here, he'd be like, she's cute. Just kidding.
Coming, clocking in at 64, Motion City Soundtrack, Everything Is All Right, which is a banger.
That song is a banger.
It has a Moog.
Moog?
Yep.
We going there?
Moog.
Tell me that you're all right. And everything is all right. Oh, please tell me that you're all right. And everything is all right.
Motion City Soundtrack
was so much fun.
At the time, the only Epitaph band that sounded like that,
yeah,
where it was like that happy pop punk.
But like everything is, they sing about is depressing.
Yeah.
Are they on here more than once?
They are.
Okay,
they,
so the other one is, one. I know the other one.
What's the other one, Gemini Jackson?
Oh, wait, there's a lot. Fuck. It could be Let's Get Fucked Up and Die, which is a good one.
Which is actually named with the letters. So yeah. It's like LG,
F-U-A-D. I'm speaking figuratively, of course. Oh, no, it's, fuck.
So this band is funny. You guys saw them live, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have.
And what's your memorable thing other than the dude's hair? About the band's performance that you're always like, it sticks in your head for Motion City Soundtrack.
The dude's hair.
Nothing. Oh. Yeah.
The keyboards.
Yeah, the Moog guy would always do like the jump thing where he's doing like kind of like a vertical push-up.
Oh, yeah,
he kicks his feet up.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, dude.
Okay, so Motion City Soundtrack. What's the other one?
I always kind of get them mixed up with Midtown also, just because they start with
the name. The name, yeah. But
they don't sound, I mean, they don't really sound
alike. They don't sound alike at all. Everything is all right. Oh, man.
So the next song we have, while you think about
I'll think about it.
And we'll come to it.
No Use for a Name, 1995, Soulmate. I think they're on here more than once.
Are they?
Three times?
No Use.
If this is the only time they're on here.
They're only on here once.
Wow.
With Soulmate?
They left off Justified Black Eye.
They left off May 16th.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Lagwagon.
Oh, May 16th is on this list.
It
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. No Use for a Name, Soulmate. I don't know if I know this song.
It's about to play.
But I know No Use
for a Name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is a fucking banger. This is a banger. Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't know it was called fucking Soulmate.
Yeah, here we go, right here.
Tuesday morning.
Think we're still on Monday.
Of a stupid line on
From 95.
Yeah. It is a banger.
This is when Fat Records was recruiting the best.
More than you, it wasn't anything.
I love the cover of the album. It's called Leche Con Carne, and it has a dude in the fridge.
Yeah. Companion.
That's crazy, man.
Got stuck by your side since you were born. This is a banger. This is a fucking banger.
I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
And definitely has that pop pump.
Yeah.
Pop
okay, so if they were only to pick one No Use for a Name song for this list, that's the one.
I always felt like No Use for a Name is the band if Bad Religion was good.
If if Unwritten Law didn't exist.
This is a show that does not like Bad Religion. Just
putting that out there.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have Jawbreaker.
I like one Bad Religion song.
Which one?
And I only like it.
I like quite a few.
The Great
every now and then.
Okay.
No.
I'm the only one here.
Father, can you hear me? What have I become?
That's what I don't like about Bad Religion.
I took the day that I was born and all the sorrow in this world.
Before you go too far on that, Gemini, Burrito, is Bad Religion on this list at all?
They are.
Damn it! They put you to the hurting ground.
I want
to
talk about the next song.
They're on here twice.
Wow.
Anyway.
Next song is Jawbreaker, Want.
All right.
1990.
Excellent choice of an older Jawbreaker song.
Yeah.
But it has the hook. The chorus goes, I want you, but he's like, I want you. No?
I don't know it.
Okay, let me play a little bit. I just want to play that one hook and tell me if it's a hook to you or not. But fair warning.
Burrito's heard it.
Recorded in 1990. Oh, yeah.
Well, I heard it a while back.
Oh. Well, he did his homework is all
I
wanted to
say.
I
was doing my homework on Friday.
Do you know the hook I'm talking about?
I think he goes, I want you.
No?
It may have only been the second time that I heard it.
Oh, cool bass line at the beginning, you know?
This is definitely like classic sound of punk. Pop punk to where it didn't have that much bass.
This is more of this like an alternative song to me just because of the like the tempo. It's not the punk tempo.
It sounds like the beginning of this sounds a lot like Blink 182.
Yeah.
Like the beginning of a Blink song.
Yeah. I love this song. Very garage recording.
Mm-hmm.
And the hook is in the chorus.
Where a hook should be.
And he has those gritty vocals. Love this shit.
And the name Jawbreaker is a banger of a fucking name.
The only
name.
Thing that doesn't sound pop punk to me is his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Dickie Barrett of pop punk.
They're Jawbreaker's actually on this list twice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me guess the next song. Is it Boxcar?
No.
Ah. All right. I'll keep guessing. Maybe. I don't know. Is it Boxcar? It's like the only other poppy punk song I can think of. All right, here we go. Oh, wait. They got to do one more verse, and then they'll get into the chorus.
Your favorite accident is the other Motion City soundtrack song.
I thought that was a Jawbreaker song.
He said you were an accident!
No, it's not.
What?
Oh. No, yeah.
And it's not Let's Get Fucked Up and Die, right?
Nope.
Wow.
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 Is it off Commit This to Memory?
Is it Commit This to Memory?
Oh, yeah. Is that the name of a song?
Yeah, that is the name of a song.
It came out before the one we just listened to.
Everything Is Alright before that? I wouldn't know that. Is it on the same album, though, as that song?
No, because they were released different years.
Oh, I didn't hear that chorus.
No, it's right here. A little breakdown. Let's think about it. Bring that bass line back.
Just so dirty, I like it.
I want you.
The thing about like punk rock music is like you don't have to be able to sing,
right?
Yeah.
But you just have to like be able to interject your emotions. Like you just have to let your emotions come out.
Yeah.
And they just have to hit right.
Right.
And that's it.
This is coming from the soul. Like it's coming from inside.
Yeah.
It's not because you were born with a talent. It's because like you wanted to express yourself in this way.
Exactly. You had this fierce creativity.
Yeah.
And you just picked up a guitar, you learned four chords, and then you went.
Met a couple guys. One plays drums, the other one plays bass.
The other one sells weed.
Yeah. One thing is that they actually regrouped Jawbreaker.
Oh, yeah?
This is like, you know, 2020s. And so it's like 30 years later kind of thing.
Oh, shit.
You know? 60-year-old Jawbreaker. Yeah, trying to play these songs, you know? And the video I was watching of them performing, it was like a good quality video, but the fucking bass player was fucking up. Like, he forgot the songs and they didn't practice.
He's old.
I was like, God damn
they're
it.
They're old.
But they're performing for money.
Come on. Give a fuck.
For money.
Now that's stuck in my head.
Coming in at number 61, we got Bowling for Soup.
Can I play the riff at the beginning and we can be like, yeah.
Girl, all the bad guys want. Is Bowling for Soup on here multiple times? I don't know that they should be.
Checking. They are not.
Okay. So this is their only appearance with Girl All the Bad Guys Want. I would say, yeah, it is a great opening hook.
Riff. Guitar riff.
Yeah, and it does have a nice chorus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very catchy.
He's the girl all the bad guys want.
They were doing that production kind of like the Lit album. The big.
It is very lit.
Study. Palm eating.
Chug, chug, chug.
Yeah. And the lyrics are like fun, like Stacey's mom's quality fun.
No, Stacey's mom is.
Is Stacey's mom on here by any chance?
No. They're only on here once. That's why I asked.
No, but Stacey's mom's by Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. These guys
can
cover them.
I get Stacey's. I get
all the
Fountains
nasally
of Wayne.
Singers.
I get Fountains of Wayne and Bowling for Soup mixed up.
Listen. I love that shit.
Like a bad movie.
Yeah.
Through me.
See, again, love theme. You know, we're like, gotta get that girl. This was back when, you know, dudes could chase girls and not get in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Like, we could be saying some stuff about women and then the girl that all the bad guys want. Would that fly in today's, like, singles?
Yeah.
Like what you hear on the radio hits?
Yeah, I don't know. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's on edge enough. I mean, like, when you start talking about, like, harassment.
I mean, they're bad guys, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're not necessarily... So, like, the theme is, like, these guys are shitty dudes, but, like, they want to be with this girl who's, like, a nice girl, so they're like, I'll change myself for you, baby.
Yeah, but you're taking, like, a single of a song, like, a song that gets a lot of attention and putting the attention on the bad guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, maybe the guys listening to this want to be bad guys, too. So
maybe
they can like girls like that, too.
I would love to love a girl like that.
Gemini Jackson, you are the bad guy! Come on!
I'm the bad guy.
Why are you trying to explain yourself out of this box?
I can see this. Was this in a movie? Because I can see this being in a movie.
Oh, yeah. Soundtrack?
Yeah.
Like teen movies?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, great production, but it does use the like chunky guitar sound and the very fat compressed drums. Like,
yeah, but like that's very of the time.
It's of the time, yeah, for sure. But a lot of this pop punk stuff, though, of this time, I always felt was like industry plants.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go through agencies and shit. They didn't just find you playing a concert in your tiny town.
But across all music, they were starting to do that. Like, 2000 kind of fucked up music.
It was like, boy band of punk.
Shh. Trying to be a tough guy. Listening to rap metal. Turntables
in my eyes. Yeah. Rap metal.
I rap like metal. That rap metal.
But yeah, Bowling for Soup.
Coming in on top of them.
Industry Plants.
Number 60, We the Kings. Check Yes, Juliet.
Anyone familiar with this
yes.
before they saw it on this?
Yes.
All right, sing it, Gemini.
Pretty intimately.
Oh,
check
no!
Check Yes, Juliet, are you with me?
I've never heard this song, to be honest.
I'm not
run,
that
baby,
big.
Run.
Yeah.
Run, baby, run. Don't
no.
ever let go.
I'm hating it. Hey.
They'll tear us apart
oh,
if
no.
you give them the chance.
Is this an accurate representation,
hang
ladies and gentlemen? Hit us up, slamcityradio.com.
Run, baby, run. Whatever
pop
will
punk,
be.
Yes or no?
It's, you and me.
It's I mean, teetering on emo, but it does have pop punk like tempo.
Yeah.
Teetering on emo.
I think that the chorus is definitely
pop punk.
Pop punk.
Yeah.
Run, baby, run. That part, yeah.
Don't ever. It's kind of, but it's.
Tell me about the guitar sounds.
It's pop punk.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's an acoustic version too. I saw that.
Yeah,
I was
but
like,
don't worry about that.
I get mixed up.
After that. Oh, were you going to play it?
I don't know. You want to hear it acoustic?
No. Coming in at 59, we have A Day to Remember. All Signs Point to Lauderdale. This is Past My Time.
Yeah, I feel like the We the Kings, A Day to Remember, like this 2007 to say 2012 or something.
I don't have any radar on it.
Yeah.
So, Burrito, fill us in.
I think this is where my... I don't have notes for that
one.
Let's
just skip to the next one, man, because
you
can talk about it.
Do you remember it all?
A Day to Remember?
No. You don't remember A Day to Remember?
I remember the day. Yeah.
All Signs Point to Lauderdale. Let's just skip that and go to fucking number 58.
One of the best ska bands ever.
Ska punk outfits. Less Than Jake. All My Friends Are Metalheads.
I love
2000.
This song.
That's not the name of the. That's not the actual name of the song.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's
really?
All My Best Friends Are Metalheads.
Oh, we need a redaction and a retraction. We need a fucking edit.
Yep.
We need an H4/T to Burrito.
Yeah, Burrito is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's all right, man. We forgive you, writer.
All my best friends are metalheads. Is Less Than Jake on here
multiple
just
times?
Once?
I think it's just once. Yeah, it's just once.
Oh, my God.
Less Than Jake but is more of a ska punk band than a pop punk band, so that's why I don't think they're on here multiple times.
Automatic, is that a ska song? Yeah, it does have hella
head
strokes
super
and it has
horns.
But I feel like if it has horns, it could not be ska, but that's definitely ska.
I mean, this
song just
has
much horns.
Fucking,
this record,
this
the,
not
the
this
Hella
song.
Rock View... Yeah, it is. It's this one.
Oh.
The Hella Rock View is definitely more punky than ska.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they only had their...
Automatic is not on this.
No, that's on the one before it.
Lucky Strike? Lucky Streak?
Streak.
Losing Streak.
Losing Streak.
Well, there was like the guy with the horseshoe that fell on his head.
He's like a... Oh, it's on the other ear. We're only in mono.
That's fine. Oh, that's why you don't.
You think it's strange that there's a way. How you looking, how you acting, how you think. These men, they're not the same as you.
See, this is just as ska.
I don't think it's pop punk, though.
This is just as ska's Automatic.
This song is definitely,
just as ska's Automatic. And I would argue that Automatic is a better pop punk
song. Let's justify Automatic here, guys, because, you know.
Yeah,
with
things are automatic when you see them every day.
Every day.
Is it the same routine or just some fucked up dream that keeps walking mindless all the way?
There's your pop punk beat. That's dictionary definition
that's what I'm
of
saying.
Pop punk.
Yeah. It's a pop punk song with upstrokes here and horns.
Yeah. It's a little Op Ivy, you know, just doing the mixing the ska with pop punk sounds.
But listen to his voice. That's
I love
so
his voice.
Punk,
yeah. It's better than Jake.
No, his name's Jake.
Okay.
Better.
Every day is it the same routine or just a fucked up dream that keeps walking mindless all the way. How can I say I know it all?
Yeah. So we're replacing All My Friends Are Metalheads with Automatic.
I would argue that Automatic is a better pop punk song than All My Best Friends Are Metalheads.
Absolutely, Gemini Jackson.
All My Best Friends Are Metalheads is a fucking ska song.
We need to start an editorial on this shit. I guess we're already in one. Next we got
Bouncing Souls, another fucking ska band.
Yeah.
with True Believers 2001. Tell us about this song, Burrito. I don't know if I know this one.
I didn't write any notes.
So being familiar with Bouncing Souls as like a ska punk band, and then True Believers making this list, I always feel like, and I think it says it somewhere in the text, that this is one of those doesn't normally sound like them songs.
Finally drew mainstream attention as pop punk took off. Oh, I know this song.
Takes one note. I can name this pop punk song in one note.
We were playing that game.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like one note, though?
No, not one note.
We should play that. I should sample like little bits and see if you guys can name that tune.
It was, that'd be fun. Like, but it was string
covers. Yeah. String covers?
Yeah, Vitamin String Quartet. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like
but
that
a lot
stuff.
Of them, you could get it like that.
Right, because it's that good.
True Believers!
Is that the hook?
We are the True Believers! Yeah.
We got the anthem thing going?
It is kind of anthemic.
Very. All right, a couple questions about this song in relation to other songs coming up.
Number 56.
Is The Bruise on here?
Bad Religion.
We can skip this song.
No, what? Are you, Bad Religion, Suffer, from 1988. Is this a pop punk song? I would say
I
no.
I don't think so.
I don't know this song, but I would say
my
1988.
Notes next to this just say WTF.
This is probably just a punk rock song.
No, I'm familiar with this song. I'm not familiar with the song.
I don't know this
song. This is not a pop punk song. This is Suffer by Bad Religion.
This is just punk.
This is like, yeah.
Just
this
punk.
Is quintessential punk sound.
Forgot the word pop in the
And I think like the chorus probably sounds a lot like the verse.
Bad Religion's on here twice.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
No. We're going to start correcting this list.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Not feeling.
Number 55 from, I'm sorry. Number 55, Reliant K, Be My Escape. I do know this
That's
song.
Yeah. Reliant K is only on here once.
As well they should be. They're pretty high for being Reliant K.
Well, they're pop punk.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think this song should be on there.
Yeah.
What song
this
do you
song's
think should
pretty
be on
emo,
there?
I feel like.
Think the song that should be on there is Sadie Hawkins Dance.
Oh.
That is
there a hook this in this song, or am I going to Sadie Hawkins?
Go to Sadie Hawkins, because the hook is, I'm begging you to be my escape.
Oh, no. I hate that.
I'm giving up slowly.
The Be My Escape is one of their most popular songs. I think it's the most listened to on
Spotify.
Yeah.
I like the name of this album that the song Sadie Hawkins dances on. Do you remember the album title?
I don't remember what it's called.
The Anatomy of the Tongue in Cheek.
Oh, okay.
Good job, guys. Right. All right, this is pop punk as fuck right here.
If it has that.
Yeah, you gotta do the lead.
Yeah.
The melodic lead, I would call it. Yeah, I like this one way better.
And totally, like, it could be in a teen movie also.
But, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
that
kind of
a classification. This is 2004, so it falls into that year range of teen movies overlapping with pop punk.
Yeah.
All right. Got that
yeah,
same kind
see,
of voice
even
style.
The voice
yeah.
here is more pop punky. In that song, it's pretty soft.
Yeah.
Listen it's to this shit.
Khaki fucking pants.
Ooh! Ooh. Ow, ow, ow. I would say that's a better hook than Out My Ass! Out My Ass!
The one that Gemini canceled by whom?
I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Following up, we have 2011 Came Out Swinging by The Wonder Years. I'm not
like
familiar
the
with
Years.
The Wonder Years. I like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winnie Cooper.
Whew. Right? But The Wonder Years was, see, it's 2011, so it's like way past, you know, but I think they just had that kind of generic radio-friendly pop punk sound going.
Yeah.
Produced in that way.
Yeah.
Got
Burrito,
the
do you remember this one?
I don't.
Is it playing right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's taking a while to kick in. Fucker's got his feedback. Like, dude. Kind of has the pop punk lyrics.
I'm into it.
A little too hard to be pop punk though. Yeah.
It's almost like Taking Back Sunday, like post hardcore almost.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But like no, but like
2011. Remember they got
voice,
adjust.
The voice is post hardcore, but the music is pop punk.
Yeah. Tempo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear it.
And there you go.
Got the whoa. Classified.
Whoa.
It checks enough boxes.
So this next jam.
I would not have put the song on here. But I think he probably put it on for notoriety.
Also, Green Day is on here multiple times.
They should be.
They are on here.
They should be on here at least three times.
Do you remember the previous one?
Yeah. Welcome to Paradise.
They were on at 94, Welcome to Paradise. So this one is their second of four appearances.
Yeah, I was going to say at least three.
Yeah.
Green Day, Jesus of Suburbia, an 8-minute song.
This is their medley of a song on American, one of the two medley of songs on American Idiot.
You know, I didn't care for them after American Idiot.
You like their songs.
It feels way heavier to me.
If I said it's the end of September and then you started seeing the memes, would the song go through your head? Yes. It has to.
Oh. Wake me up when September ends.
That's American Idiot.
But yeah, I don't like that song.
You don't have to.
My notes next to this song, Jesus of Suburbia, says, longest Green Day song, good grief, it's like 9 minutes long. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, it's three songs stitched together.
Oh, is it? Is that what it is?
It's a medley.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's not just one song. And the funny thing about this song, though, is that it had a video to accompany it. So there was like the extra long music video, which you didn't see very often.
Because no one's going to play a nine-minute music
other
video
of Green
Day.
Punk.
Yeah. I don't really care for this song.
I see that they compare it to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of. I'm feeling it. It's fine. Next
this
we have...
This generation's Bohemian Rhapsody. Nice.
Something corporate. Punk rock princess. You can be my punk... This is definitely industry plant music. Something corporate.
Bullshit!
Right?
Yeah, I wasn't
How does this
into it.
Punk rock princess.
Trying to find the hook.
Yeah.
2003, you know.
It's in the window, but it's definitely like with a lot of conflation in the industry.
Something corporate was that band that had the piano player. He'd play a lot of like ballad type things on piano.
Uh-huh.
Their big one was... Constantine, you remember that song by any chance?
No.
That was like emo as fuck. Anyways, Punk Rock Prince is when they were still trying to sound like pop punk. Yeah, and
when the record label
told
them.
They definitely turned into emo, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, everyone kind of did.
Something corporate is also, they were like a drive-through band.
Oh, really?
Remember drive-through records, Newfound Glory, did like first Dashboard album. There's like a lot of drive-through bands, but yeah, Something Corporate was in their wheelhouse. Got your Marshall sounding guitars. Powered by Gibson. Full chords, right? I'm not liking this.
Oh, yeah. You could be my punk rock princess. I could be your something queen.
Did you have any notes there, Burrito?
No, I don't.
It's pretty generic.
Yeah, it's generic.
Sorry for like inflating him so much. I just knew some things about Something Corporate.
Hey, it's fine. Yeah. You can inflate this next band all you want. Blink 182's All the Small Things.
All the small things.
I was feeling this song would be much higher on the chart.
Yeah, because you have a soft spot for this song. Their better song is obviously What's My Age Again, we're talking about pop punk songs.
How many times did they show up?
This is
they're on here four times, right?
Yeah, they're also on here four times.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we have two pop punk kings, they're one of them.
Green Day and Blink 182 are the pop punk kings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we get too much into All the Small Things, what other Blink 182 songs do you think is on here?
Damn It.
Damn It would definitely be on there.
Yeah.
Carousel.
No. No shot.
You wouldn't think?
No shot.
That's too punky, I think.
Oh, man.
Before they...
Yeah, and it doesn't have like pop punk. Yeah, it doesn't have the pop punk sound.
It's a good
Except
song.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does the like CG...
No, but like,
riff.
Is the chorus hookier than the verse? Not really.
It has a cool bass line at the beginning.
Okay, but it's not like, you're missing the pop element.
Yeah, the pop punk thing, I feel you.
You're missing
you're
the
right,
pop
element. It is more punk. It is more like California punk, you know, just not trying to make a pop song out of it.
This song was produced to fuck.
Oh, yeah. No, that album, Enema of the State.
Da-doom.
Enema of the State is... like
produced as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
introduce the world mainstream media to Janine Lindemore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been on the list before at number 80 with The Rock Show.
And now we're at
the Small Things.
Yeah.
And then there's two more.
Damn It and
What's My Age Again?
Yeah.
Damn It and What's My Age Again?
All right. You guys want spoilers?
No, because I know Damn It's not on here, is it?
Well, now we're over, dude. Do you want any spoilers?
Nope. We can spoil them later. That was the top 100 greatest pop punk songs, 74 through 51. We now move on to BNN's dating advice. Uh-oh. Wait, sorry. Dating advice in a vending machine, question mark.
Dating service. Oh. Why do you keep saying advice?
I don't know why. Because it just it doesn't seem like you get service from a vending machine.
I don't even know.
It's like a quarter turn. You just put your dick in and you get serviced. You think that's something we could create?
Like a glory hole vending machine?
Yes, a glory hole vending machine, like mechanized.
I would imagine those have already existed.
Learns like cocks, so it knows the best way to pleasure them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Kind of like just like laser prosthetics and AI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It has like LIDAR and shit.
LIDAR. It's got fucking LIDAR.
Yeah. And it's sterile because it always switches. Like, you know, it's like kind of putting on like a body condom.
Yeah.
You just throw it. And then she gets like tossed after it gets used.
Yeah. First they like spray your dick down with shit first and then they slip the condom on there. Then it sucks you off.
Or do you got to prep yourself or does it prep you?
You can prep yourself as much as you want.
Do you still want the vending machine concept? Because at this point...
I don't even give a shit about that. Android. I want a dick-sucking machine.
All right.
Tell me about this, though.
Okay, so this vending machine, it's stocked with cans, but they don't contain beverages.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
Like pocket pussies.
No. It has, like, a name on it.
Monkeys
and
out of
like,
the bottle, man.
You know, the age of this person and, like, what they're looking for.
No.
It's, like, classifieds.
Right. I see what's going on.
It's classifieds, but in a vending machine?
Yeah.
It's like Tinder, but your result comes on a can.
But is it?
Yeah. I mean, you can read them. And then you buy them.
But are you having sex with them?
No. So, okay.
Is this prostitution?
So each can costs around...
This is going to get extra lame, Gemini. I know where we're going.
Each one of these cans costs like $26.
$26?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but you're buying an experience.
It guarantees...
Oh, no.
It doesn't necessarily guarantee you a date. So what you're buying is a voucher for a one-hour interview...
Bullshit!
...and advice session with a...
Did you say advice?
Matchmaker?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, that's
with
maybe
this matchmaking service.
But do you actually get to meet the girl during that advice session?
It says if you are a match, the
lady will contact you?
They'll arrange a 3-hour dinner date for the two of you.
But how much does that cost?
Okay, so if you want the dinner date...
Oh, no!
See?
That's around $90.
So here's the thing.
Like a service fee for getting hooked up
basically $26 for somebody to tell you you're too ugly to date this chick. Because they're never going to actually arrange that dinner date, bro.
Parentheses or a shot
at it. Well, they will, though, because then you have to pay them $90 to go on this date.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't it be more profitable just to keep churning $26 hourly consults?
Oh.
Because like, you have to actually get the girl. You have to get the girl to buy in, too, right?
Well, so, like, just they've already bought in because
they like, have to go through with it?
It's a matchmaking service. They both bought in.
No. But like, the girl has to have your approval. Or, like, the girl has to approve
Swipe
you.
Swipe right.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
just
yeah.
because the service says you're not ugly doesn't mean the girl's not going to find you ugly.
Swipe left.
That's true.
It's called consent, bro.
And here we were thinking cans of hot green tea were amazing.
I was thinking maybe it should just be warm pocket pussies for $26. What do you think?
Seems expensive.
But, like, it's reusable.
You could just save up for your own. Why have to go to a vending machine for it?
So there's another fee.
No! Of course there are other fees.
That you may have to pay.
What?
So this is one of those things that I want.
Nickel and diamond.
That I want the arbiter to weigh in on. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
nickel and diamond.
If things go well.
That's the name of my foundry or some kind of shop.
Nickel and diamond.
What do you think?
I like it.
Okay.
If things go well and you go on these dates and eventually you end up falling in love and getting married.
Falling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
you have
married?
To pay them money?
And getting married.
If you get married?
Then you will be asked to pay an additional 300,000 yen. That's around $2,600.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the dating
service. Matchmaking service?
Yeah, to the matchmaking
service. You owe them?
What the fuck?
As a successful marriage award payment.
What the fuck?
Is it worth it to you, Burrito? Is that really actually happened to you?
Art. What's your take on this?
I think the whole thing's garbage from the beginning.
Garbage from the drop.
Yeah. Why did we have to get that far? But it's like interesting information. And that's why I'm asking Burrito, like, how do you feel about that? Because I don't give a fuck at the beginning.
It's weird to me that they would continue to then
but think
get
of the
money
ultimate.
From you.
You fell in love and got married.
Yeah,
like, I did not bid for them.
Because this isn't a marriage service. This is a matchmaking service, you know?
So what are they doing afterwards? Are they tracking you at that point?
I guess. I don't know how this is enforceable, but...
I mean, it's probably in the contract, and they're probably trying to strong-arm people to do this
shit.
Yeah,
they could probably check public records if you get married and stuff. I see where they're going. I don't like this at all.
I don't
That's
like
scammy
it
as fuck, dude.
Right?
Yeah, because you're right. It is a matchmaking service, and they, you know, I met this bitch on a can, and they set us up a 3-hour dinner date. That's all that, like, I was in on this.
Yeah, like as I was reading through this article, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Like, that's kind of fun, and, you know, buying a
because
can out of
the
vending machine.
Because the success of your dating life and your marriage had nothing to do with them.
No, it didn't.
Bullshit!
Are they coming in and counseling you, like, every month on, like, the things you need to do to get married? If that's the
thing. That would be a fucking service.
Then that's a service, and maybe they could charge for that, but... Yeah. But to arbitrarily charge somebody $2,600 just because you're like, hey, I set you all up.
You got married?
Hey, I set you all up. I should be like trying to set my friends up. And then like once they get married, $2,600, you bitch.
I think it was 300,000
yen.
Or 3,000. Yeah. Okay. I was mixing up my numbers.
That was double X Quantum and no. Say no to the vending machine dating service unless it's a warm pocket pussy.
Hulu Tejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, wow, weight. Hulu will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Hulu gets it done. Call Hulu Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Hulu Tejas.
And this is the news.
Top of the headlines. Headline reads, I refused to fart in front of my boyfriend and ended up in the hospital having surgery.
Oh, is this a follow-up to that Brazilian chick?
It is not. It's in a whole other story of the same situation, guys.
Oh, man. They didn't learn.
I think it does take some time. Little girl in the middle of the ride.
everything will be all right.
But
just fine.
You know, like the first fart is a relationship milestone.
Yeah. I can see that.
There's intimacy. You know what? Like kissing, getting your dick sucked, fucking butt
finger
fucking.
Blasting.
All that shit is very, very intimate. But farting is so much more intimate. Am I incorrect?
It has part of your soul and what happens in
because
that case.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's that, is this going to work?
It's like you're being vulnerable with that person.
And it's a sensitivity more to
than
smell.
More than yeah,
and how much smell does memory.
You're forcefully upsetting someone.
Or you could be pleasuring them.
Sure, someone could enjoy it, but it's like, it's not a common thing to happen. And when it does happen, it's almost always an awkward situation.
Oh, yeah.
So to be able to put yourself in that awkward situation with someone else... And then
stay
take
in
that,
love.
Take that and continue on.
That's true love.
That's a milestone. More so than having sex with someone.
He's love.
Yep.
I would say, like, you know, the
Any
sex stuff is whatever.
Guys?
I mean, no, that's like relationship status right there. If like the fart happens.
Yeah, you could be asleep with someone that never farts around you. And
here's
then
the
finally
thing.
The day comes.
When she said she refused to fart in front of her boyfriend. She's basically just lying to him.
Damn.
She's not being herself.
She's not being herself, and he's never going to discover how rancid her farts are. So she's not giving him the opportunity to truly fall in love with her, is what I'm saying.
You can't give 100% of yourself to someone.
Yeah. If you don't fart
in front of them. If you're not farting in their mouth.
Because literally, you know, the fart is 90% of the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that kind of
this
smell
hole.
That's not emanating.
It's 90% of
the
this hole.
The eyes are the windows to the farts inside of you.
Yeah. That's why mine are brown as hell.
I think that's how that goes.
The windows to your farts? Yeah. The eyes are the windows to the farts? I believe that is the colloquialism around Slam City.
So somehow her holding in her farts, I fucked up her appendix. I don't know if that can really happen.
Were you holding in your farts when they took your shit out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You had your appendix removed?
Yeah,
a long
gone.
Time ago.
Yeah.
It was like 7th grade.
If you had the choice to keep it, if they asked you, hey, you want to keep this?
Yeah.
You would
in a
keep
jar?
It?
That would be cool. Yeah.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got some teeth removed and I kept some.
I kept some teeth too. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I used to have this rotten ass tooth. You ever had a rotten ass tooth?
Fuck, I had a lot
like
of them
painful
removed.
Painful rotten ass tooth.
Yeah, this week I had a lot removed.
What, really?
Yeah,
oh, man.
A lot.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, and I got an implant.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
You must be rich.
It's insane. It's insane how rich I am. Paralyzed man communicates first words in months using brain implant, says, I want a beer.
Oh, damn.
He has to talk like a robot?
No, the robot's talking for him.
Oh, really? Oh, I see what's going on.
So he's got a brain implant. He can't say anything, and it's just reading his brain waves, and it says, I want a beer.
Nice. I
and
see.
And some pussy.
They didn't put that
potato chips.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet he said that shit.
Maybe.
Oh, it says he asked to listen to Tool loud and ordered a curry.
Wait, wait, loud the song or like he wants to
like
hear
the volume up?
Yeah, oh. I think maybe he wants it up. He's like,
while he's eating some curry?
Yeah, do you think it's red curry or green curry in this case?
It's British, so it's just it's Indian curry.
Yeah.
So just the brown one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden yellow?
Did you know curry is the number one takeout food in Britain?
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy? I did not know that, Gemini Jackson.
Yeah, buddy.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Great Britain, British woman breaks world record for most chicken nuggets eaten in 1 minute.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, did you watch the video?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I watched it, too,
Tell me about it,
Brita. Just, like, inhale them?
Not really. No. She was still proper about
How many?
It.
How many?
You guess. 60? And I'll tell you. No, it's not that many.
What?
You can't do one per second for a world record? 1 minute.
You can't do one.
You're going to be very disappointed with this follow-through.
Oh, dude. If it's not more than 30, I'm disappointed.
You're already disappointed.
Oh, my God.
It says 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
What do you do? Multiply?
Oh, that doesn't.
The headline says one.
No, she
the,
already.
The first record
she
was
already
three
held
minutes.
A record for 3 minutes, but she was going for the record for 1 minute.
Are these arbitrary minutes?
No, there's a timer.
No, are these arbitrary, like, records? This is Guinness?
This
like,
is
legit
Guinness.
Guinness?
Yeah, yeah. Legit.
/blog/1?
Yeah.
I think so.
Apparently, there was one, like, it's been in contention. Like, there's been a couple people that
so
have just
serious
been
about this.
One,
yeah, no,
one
because if
other.
It's 30,
competitive eating is.
You,
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
Why
Very
don't you
serious.
Just swallow them?
Well, she's British. She has to be proper.
No,
you don't
I mean,
have to. You could get the fucking record like an American.
You also got to keep it down.
It looked like there was
Kobayashi
some rules.
Kobayashi dipping that shit in water and sucking them down.
It looks like there may have been some rules.
What are the rules? What do you think the rules
well,
were?
Well, I saw
you
that she could only use one hand, it looked like.
Oh, I didn't
So you couldn't
that.
Be
double-fisting
your nugs.
And that seems so arbitrary.
It also
because
looked
it's
like she was taking multiple bites.
The record is
you got,
most chicken nuggets
you got
in
one
minute.
One glass of water.
Yeah.
And well, you dip your nugget in.
She couldn't. I don't think
See?
She could dip it.
The record is eating the most chicken nuggets in 1 minute. Not eating the most chicken nuggets this specific way.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know what I mean?
But I think they put those rules so that everyone does it.
Consistently?
Yeah.
That's not an eating competition, baby.
That is competition.
No, when you go to fucking Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
Boofing's allowed at Nathan's hot dog.
The only stipulation
is, but not in this one.
The only stipulation is you have to eat the bun as well. It doesn't say how you eat the bun. Motherfuckers dip in water and suck that shit down.
Yeah, but McDonald's has a brand to protect.
There doesn't. It's Guinness. It's not fucking McDonald's.
It's McNuggets.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's Guinness.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's McNuggets, so you got to eat them properly.
McDonald's isn't fucking going to Guinness Book of World Records.
They
have to eat it this way.
Maybe.
I mean, she was woofing them down, you know. But
if she can't eat 30, it seems like a failure to me.
It's 1 minute.
Yeah.
In a minute, 30.
In a minute.
30 chicken nuggets in a minute?
Chicken nuggets are significant. And 30 of those in 60 seconds.
So, okay, you have to chew them. Is that a stipulation?
You have to chew and swallow them. You have to eat them.
Yeah, but
you can just
eat them.
And it has to be one at a time.
You can eat them. You can just go.
It seemed like she maybe did.
Like that guy who,
in your mouth
like
and
the guy who fucking
it.
Eats the swallows the pool ball?
What?
He would wreck shop on this.
Oh, and then coughs it back up?
Yeah.
I hate that.
That guy. His teeth are all fucked up because he had too many pool balls
like,
in his stomach.
God hits damn. His abs and is like... No.
Pool ball.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that is uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah, but that guy could eat 30 in a minute, and he could be the record holder.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but I don't think he's like a competitive eater.
It doesn't
like
matter.
It's a discipline.
It's not the competitive eating. It's the world record breaking that I have fucking
this.
Problems with. Like, world record
again
means, so, like, the Fosbury flop, right?
When we talk about...
Let's talk about the Fosbury flop.
I don't know what that
is.
Tell us. So, high jumping, right? All the nerds used to jump forward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, nerds. Fosbury's like, you know what? Let me try jumping backwards. And, like, won the fucking game. He changed the entire sport because he thought about it differently. He overjumped
that's
everybody.
That's how they do it now.
And that's how they do it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about world records. I'm talking about competitive world records.
Remember why we
you
don't bring
do
up
whatever
Guinness
you take. Yeah.
We don't bring it up because you're always like,
this is bullshit.
Fucking 8,000 of them? Just add one more. Let's fucking do
Just
it.
Just do it. That's what you should do. That's how you continue.
That's why she has a world record because no one else has done this.
No.
Because she followed
for
the rules.
No. World record for the qualification. No one else.
She has a world record because she had some money and she followed some rules.
Yeah.
What's the rules? The rules is you eat chicken nuggets, right?
For
it shouldn't be. It shouldn't
Guinness
be.
Judges to say, yes, I certify you did this.
Yeah. I certify you did this way.
Yeah. Yeah, but I hate that. Yeah.
That's how Guinness works.
That's not world records.
We don't do the fucking stories.
That's not world record.
But what I'm getting at,
I'm trying to find fucking champions.
Is like, that's what I wanted to bring up just about this. He brought up at the very beginning. Did you see the video on this?
No.
And it's like, yeah, just the way she was like eating them didn't seem like she was trying
enjoying
to
them.
Get a high number.
See,
by
that's
any
what
means.
I'm saying. That's why it feels like such shit.
It looked hard, honestly.
It didn't
why?
Look I don't know. It, because
it's
so many
of the breading. I think it's difficult to
but
get
if
them
you
down
just go
of the
like,
breading.
It's crunchy and it's greasy.
And if you can dip them in water, like Kobayashi does.
And she couldn't dip them.
No sauce or anything.
Why can't you have sauce?
It's
that's
just
how
rules,
most people.
Man.
That's how most people eat chicken McNuggets.
I think you need a
that's
standard.
How most people eat chicken nuggets
if you
is
to
with
come
sauce.
Up with a baseline of what record
I think,
to break.
If I'm saying these are my rules, I think you actually do have to dip it one time in nug sauce, because to me that is a McChicken nuggets experience.
I follow, man.
Who doesn't eat chicken dry ass chicken nuggets without sauce? Who doesn't do that? The sauce is the draw. You're not wanting chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You're wanting
without,
the sauce.
Without something.
Oh, let me tell you guys a story, and it might spoil what I had for lunch. I could think of something else.
Sure, tell us.
So I did my curbside, ordered some chicken nuggets.
And they forgot.
No, they didn't forget.
Spicy brown.
I did curbside, so they walked out and told me they were out of the sauce I ordered. Yeah. But they put some ketchup in there.
When are they not?
There. They put some ketchup in there. I didn't order any fries.
Did you say, hey, ketchup's not sauce?
No, I'm not like that. I just accepted what was offered at that point because I was on the clock as well, you know, just trying to catch a certain time. Anyways, it's just funny because I could have just been like, could I get barbecue sauce instead?
Yeah.
And then they'd have to walk back in, get the barbecue sauce and walk back out, you know? And I didn't want to put them up to that.
They should bring out sauce trays.
Like Whataburger does
like
in
Whataburger.
The dining area.
Yeah.
Genius. But anyways, here's the awesome part about the chicken nugget ordering story. When I got back to the office to go eat it, I just rummaged around my shit. Popped up two
bong,
hot mustard
bong.
Dipping cups.
Baby, yes. Baby, this is why I'm a pack
that's
rat.
Why, that's why,
this
I didn't
why
have
you keep
eat dick.
Those,
this is why I never throw shit away.
This is how I keep my dick wet.
By having spare hot mustard
spare sauce?
Sauce
packets.
Yeah. So back to vending machines.
Hell yeah.
The future of fast food is a 12-foot square robot vending machine. The RoboBurger vending machine can cook and serve you a burger in 6 minutes.
I love that.
Oh, it can cook
I love
it
that.
Too. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a fresh burger from a vending machine. I'm fine with that.
Love that.
It depends on the quality, though. But also, you can start with the gimmick, but I want them to up the ante. If they could drop quarter pounders and you didn't have to deal with people, I'm all about it.
Yeah. I think burgers is a nice, easy leeway into
assembly line, robot thing.
Yeah.
They got that fry cook. I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That flips burgers for White Castle.
Yeah.
Name's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Fry Cook.
Jeffrey Fry Cook. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese Asahi beer master brewer. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at bottling his farts to sell on the internet. So grab a few tall ones and a friend, because in Slam City, no one listens to these headlines alone. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment. Within a segment.
Ooh. Asahi is so good.
Did you have asahi last night? No, you had a Sapporo.
No, I had Sapporo. Yeah, we were drinking.
We had some clean.
Sapporo!
So first press.
Yeah.
Ista Shibiro.
It's good.
How do they call it?
Ichi something.
Yeah.
Kirin Ichiban?
Yeah. We had some of that at Kirin.
Oh, the first press is what they call it. It's the Shiburi.
I still have that bottle. It's good, though.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, if I work for Asahi, though, I might be using a different recipe.
Oh, no.
Japan's best-selling beer is changing its recipe for the first time in 35 years.
Is this brand new Coke again?
It seems like it, yeah.
Or are they using better ingredients?
I doubt it.
I think they are just changing
are they making
the
it more dry?
I don't think they're making it more dry.
Is it Asahi Ultra Dry?
Mm.
Is it Mecha Asahi?
No, I don't think so. But some people are kind of upset. They're like, why are you
why
changing?
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be? The reason you buy
it right.
The reason you buy Asahi
for 35
beer,
years.
Right. Is it because it doesn't have fucking, it's not an IPA. You know what I mean? We don't need to IPA regular beers.
Oh, I see what it is. It says, the big change is a switch to late hopping.
Oh.
So just a change in the process, not the recipe.
Yeah, it's
I guess that's the recipe.
What's that supposed to do?
It says it's adding hops later in the brewing process so that
less
they have a more pronounced effect on the finished
more
product.
More of a bite.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can see how why people are angry about that, because when you drink those kinds of beers,
the hoppy
you
don't necessarily
these type, like a Sahi or like a Pilsner, like that type of beer, you're not necessarily wanting a powerful flavor profile.
Smooth.
You're drinking the smoothness. You're drinking it to complement your food. You're drinking it because you can drink a lot of them.
Yeah.
But if you add that hops later and it has too much of a flavor, if it's too strong, you can't really do those things anymore.
Yeah.
So I can see how they'd be mad about
Sticks
that.
Sticks around.
So they might
stick around.
Might be interesting if they have like a super dry classic.
Yeah,
because that's why they're
changing their. That's why they're changing their formulas so they can sell the super dry classic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Figured it out.
I see that.
Huh.
I see what
mystery.
I see you, Asahi.
Super dry prime.
I see you. Yeah. So speaking of
capital G's,
there's a new ramen topping at one restaurant. It is a whole-ass ice cream cone.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys saw the...
So the cone is the ramen?
No. They just take a McDonald's thing and drop it in your ramen like a fucking animal.
I hate that. That doesn't even look it's in there.
It's just like a whole ice cream
cone. It definitely makes it creamier, right?
That thing is just going to get all soft and
I think you're supposed to probably eat the cone first.
It just
before it gets
in
soggy?
There.
I mean, you could let it all sit.
That's gross.
And the cone would dissolve.
Yeah,
right?
It's supposed to kind of dissolve into the broth and then you just eat it like that. Or you could just take it out and eat the
cone. I could eat it after I'm done with my ramen.
You can separate the two things.
It could be like your...
No. I could order it after my ramen and not have to deal with it inside my ramen.
That's true also.
Yeah. Okay,
but the point is it's like sweet and spicy. So
sure.
That's the thing.
Were you trying to bring shock value?
Maybe. But interestingly enough,
everybody's disappointed.
It is still reasonably priced.
No, I mean, it's not. They shouldn't be doing this in the first place.
It's $7 bowl of ramen.
What's the average price there, though?
$10 at least?
Maybe it's $5, and then you get the ice cream for $2. So let me get them separate.
Yeah, exactly. No, but would you eat this burrito?
I'd try it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would try it.
Would you rather have it without the ice cream cone?
Okay, so I don't usually eat the spicy. So maybe with the ice cream cone, it might be...
That sounds
spicy for pussies.
You know what I mean?
It's spicy for pussies.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And they probably have a mild ramen.
That's true. I probably wouldn't be getting this version anyway.
Yeah, you
Thanks
get
for being
the mild
honest.
Ramen.
Yeah. I'm glad we convinced you.
That this is bullshit.
Capital G. But great capital G. I mean, this is one of those like, No.
Wait, what do you mean capital G? What is that?
Gimmick
with a capital G.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, listeners. Let's define capital G.
No, they already know. The burrito isn't the one who doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. Speaking of being embarrassed about what I'm buying, free anti-embarrassment bags to be handed out at Comic-Con.
What's Comic-Con?
The largest anime convention in existence.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
It's like in Japan... Tokyo, they rent out the whole Tokyo fucking megadome.
The city of Tokyo.
Yeah.
And there's, hundreds of thousands of people.
That's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
From all over the world.
All over the world. Say that word.
Yeah, what's that first word
that
going
word?
On there?
Which first word?
Hazuka.
Oh.
Hazukashi.
Hazukashi kunai bukuro.
Bukuro.
Translates to?
Oh, God.
Ikebukuro.
It says...
They make the train.
Okay,
right
so
up.
Large blue bags is the bukuro part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this the brand of the bag or something?
No. It's a portmanteau of the word.
Hazukashi is embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah.
So these are like embarrassment bags, I guess.
What do? Take a shit in them and hide your turd?
No, you just wear them.
When you
over your head?
Over your anime costume.
No, you don't wear them over your costume.
Oh, no.
So when you're at the con... And you're buying your doshin.
Oh, your hentai?
Your doshin.
Your
yaoi and your...
It's just black bags. They're just opaque
black
bags.
They're big, opaque blue bags that say it on there.
Hazukashi. That you're buying porn?
Yeah.
It just basically says porn swag?
Yeah.
It's a blue bag that says pervert on it.
Like, everyone knows what's in it.
That's so fucking funny. Look at the model. She definitely likes doshinshi.
Everyone
is that what it's called?
No.
It's like, hey, everybody, I got hentai in this bag.
Boy on boy action in this bag.
You know, the funny thing about that, though, it's on brand, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's nothing to be ashamed
exactly.
about.
Exactly. It's owning it, which I like that. Perverts.
So I'll give you the pass
I think it's great.
From a stylistic point. Still a stupid ass idea.
It's not as bad an idea as throwing an ice cream cone in your ramen.
That's
we can agree
worse.
On that. Yeah. That was Burrito's Nippon News.
the segment within the segment.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this
is what I have for lunch.
All right, three clues. What you have for lunch? Start them off with boom chi. Burrito chi.
Man of the hour.
Boom chi. There's yellow dripped on it.
Yellow dripped on it?
Yeah.
Like mustard?
No, it's cheese.
Dripped. Oh. Yeah, there was cheese on it. Boom. It's not what I had today.
Oh, okay.
Because we all know what we all ate today because we just ate before this. No, okay, so boom chi, yellow drips, boom chi.
Boom cheese.
Smelly.
Smelly.
But you not, had not feet? In. Not
you had in, feet for lunch?
Not in the form that I had it, but it can be smelly.
Did you have fish?
I did.
Yeah, tuna sandwich.
With cheese?
Yeah. A tuna melt.
Oh, a tuna melt.
Yeah. What kind of cheese Quizzi do they use?
They use cheddar.
Provolone? Cheddar. Interesting.
Yeah.
At Quizzi
sharp cheddar, like the yellow cheddar? Or
it was
like the
yellow
white cheddar.
But
was it sharp?
Cheddar.
I feel like white cheddar would work better.
It's not too sharp. They also, it was obviously, it was
Quizzi tuna Quizzi salad, Quizzi right? Quizzi
yeah.
It's not just like chunks of tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tuna salad.
It's almost never just chunks of tuna, dude.
There's nothing else in it, though. It's just like tuna and mayo.
Yeah. Sometimes they put like grapes and shit. And celery.
I think most people put celery.
And pubes.
And
pubes.
Boiled eggs, like hard-boiled eggs.
You'd never know if there was a pube in there, would they? Would you?
In
I
a tuna
not,
salad?
No.
I mean, if it like caught a, you just right.
Like a tuna pube?
tuna don't have salad. Pube, dude.
What?
It could be.
Fun fact, tuna don't have pube.
Yeah, they do.
But what if the tuna ate a pube and it was still in their system when they got
It would be
caught.
In their stomach. It wouldn't be like, that's not the part you're
like
eating.
Fins.
Or what if it was like a
dingo? Yeah, yeah, like fins and shit down there.
All right.
Down around their cloaca. Lining it nicely.
Is that in your top five Quizzi Yes sandwiches?
It's one of the ones that I get pretty regularly.
I like tuna melts. I do. I like tuna sandwiches. I like tuna sandwiches. How about that?
I like tuna sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Let's see. What did I have for lunch?
It was boom chi, fast food. Boom chi, Thanksgiving.
Something with turkey?
It did have turkey, but what kind of turkey?
Ooh, oven roasted?
No.
Was it Arby's?
It was not Arby's. It was fast food, but not Arby's. Had turkey. What kind of turkey? It's like...
Like leftover? Like cold turkey?
No. It was cold cuts, but it was kind of, it was a very special kind of turkey.
Roasted turkey?
No.
Mesquite smoke?
I don't think you're going to guess it.
Cracked pepper?
Nope. Mm. It has...
Honey?
Nope.
Mm.
It's something that's not that common. So I'll give you one word in this, and it should tip you off, but it probably won't. It's tomato.
Tomato.
Oh, sun-dried tomato?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I can see that happening. Very uncommon.
Sun-dried tomato turkey.
Yeah.
So
what they do, just powder it and then like rub it on the outside and let it cook that way?
Yeah.
I guess so. All
it
right.
tastes exactly the same as regular turkey. All turkey tastes the same.
Right.
All turkey tastes the same.
You can't quite
like
penetrate
chicken.
It right.
Unlike chicken. Oh, yeah, chicken too. Chicken. All chicken fundamentally does taste the same, I think.
Or it should taste the same.
But there's something about turkey where, like, you're right. It's like, I guess, so dense that in the middle, it's all going to taste the same. It's all going to taste like turkey.
Kind of like brisket in a way. Like, you only get that outer edge.
Right.
You're not going to get deep in there with whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, people inject it in there.
Oh, man.
That's why you got to slice it real thin and then you, like, rip it up so, you know, you get, like, the edges.
Inside.
Everywhere.
And then you reform it into an amalgamation of nastiness.
Oh, we're talking about tuna salad?
No, I'm talking about when I have...
Shredded
turkey. Like when I make a turkey sandwich.
You're shredding your turkey when
I
you
shred
put it
my
in?
Turkey as well.
What? Yeah. I must be
gives,
on an island
it gives
of
it
my
a
own.
Little...
Yeah, like
it
a volume.
It
gives a volume.
I always thought about, like, I just like to curve them on there to kind of stack it.
I do that sometimes too. But
where you kind of roll them in a way.
Yeah, like you fold them. Yeah.
Like I especially do it when I get the pepper turkey.
Mm-hmm. So you can have outside
it's
in.
It's all on the edges. Yeah, I want some of those edges on the inside of the sandwich. Yeah,
edges on the inside.
Life pro tip from West Burrito.
Shred your turkey,
ladies and gentlemen. If you got that stuff that ain't getting to the middle, just mix it all up.
If you're making your own sandwich, like
you write yourself off yet?
Gourmet.
Whoa.
Gourmet or go home.
Make sure you're paying by the pound, not by the package.
Jamie all over that sandwich.
Boomchi. I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, Chicken McNuggets.
It was McD's. There was Chicken McNuggets, but there was something else with it that I don't know if we talked about it behind the mic today, but we did enjoy it earlier.
The chicken sandwich, the premium one?
No. We enjoyed it earlier.
A quarter pounder with cheese?
It was a quarter pounder with cheese!
Ooh. Yeah, baby. Extra pickles.
No slivered onions. No salt. No ketchup. Leave it at that.
Nice. Damn, girl. Custom.
Yeah. Extra custom. Four customs.
While we're talking about what I have for lunch.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell us about your first quarter pounder with cheese in fucking ages?
Yes!
Art got me a quarter pounder with cheese.
Brand new, fresh, new in box.
Custom.
In a box. With tomatoes added to it.
Whoa!
Yeah, girl, you spent $0.50.
I appreciated those tomatoes.
And we left the pickles off, didn't we?
Yeah, no pickles, which is nice because I don't like pickles.
So tell us about your first quarter pounder with cheese.
How long has it been?
It's probably at least 10 years. I mean, it's got to be.
Was it specifically quarter pounder with cheese? Do you usually get that at McDonald's?
Yeah,
did you?
I would usually get that. Yeah,
do you remember your last one, the experience, what was going on? Was
I
just
don't
like
remember.
You're
forgettable,
traveling,
you'd say.
Drive-through, that's what you ordered last time you had McDonald's. Okay. And this time...
It may have been like maybe my family had brought some. Like my mom would bring home like quarter pounders and with cheese and just like... Here, this is what we're eating.
I think we mentioned it before, but the recipe has since changed since you had the quarter pounder
the
with cheese.
The game
has
changed.
I thought the patty was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I mean, it was thicker and juicier than I remember, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a different burger.
Yeah.
From the rest of the burgers.
3 years ago.
I
agree.
So, yes. Would you eat it again?
I would eat that again.
Would it make it into the rotation? Or is it like, maybe I'll have that.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like...
He doesn't seem like a regular burger dude.
Yeah, you're not a burger dude. It's
you're
too
a sandwich
heavy,
dude.
Yeah.
That's how I'm getting. It's like burgers are too heavy for
Who's
me
Who's going to stay ahead? Whataburger with your add tomatoes for free? Or maybe the quarter pounder gets some rotation?
That's
probably
that's the
Whataburger.
Question.
Yeah.
So, there's loyalty.
I don't even know where there's a McDonald's around me.
How do you not?
Maybe
that's
the area.
Insane.
I'd have to go get the get
probably
my Google
one
Maps
right
up.
Get yourself
next to you.
The app. Let's play some coupon games.
Yeah, so you can be in on the coupon game.
Yeah, let me
game.
Tell you about the coupon game on this, though. That's why I had the chicken nuggets, and it just worked perfectly because I gave up the fry for now. It was like kind of buy the two items, like first item you pay regular price, second item, 29 cents.
Oh, shit. 29 cent chicken McNuggets?
That's 29 cent quarter pounder, dude.
Shit, girl.
I think they charge you
for
the highest.
You don't get to decide. Yeah.
I decide.
You don't get to decide. I'll have a $1 Coke and then a 29
like
cent chicken
whatever
nuggets.
Second item you get, you know, is
of lesser value.
Cents.
Yeah, equal or lesser value. I get
right.
you. I
but
get
still,
you.
Decent discount. It is how the marketing works. Worth it. I wouldn't get them separately. That'd be like almost double the price, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, that was what we had for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO. Of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Say Thickum! Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, Welcome to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!